Okay, we'll call the meeting to order. Representative Hamilton moves the minutes from the February 8th meeting. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion prevails. Members, in your packets, there is some information here. First, there's a response from Deed to, I believe, Representative Goodwin's questions is in the packet. Is that correct? Okay, I'm told that's correct. And then also the information that we didn't get copied in time from the last meeting from Ms. Brace. We are working out a few details on the first bill, so Representative Pepin, are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, why don't we go with that one first. Representative Pepin moves House File 598 be recommended to pass and re-referred to the General Register.
That's right.
Representative Pepin.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Mullery. You guys work that out and we'll just, okay. Representative Pepin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House File 598 is relating to occupational safety and health. Currently, industries are classified, as you may know, by OSHA laws, and new industry classification codes have been developed on the national level. These codes that describe an employer's business and industry. Previously, only SIC codes, or standard industrial classification codes, were used, and now NACE codes, North American Industry Classification Codes, are also used. This bill will amend the portion of the OSHA chapter, which is Minnesota Statute 182, to add a reference to this updated national coding system and make the Minnesota statute up to date with the present industry classification codes. And there is no fiscal impact. And I will take questions if anybody has any.
Questions from members? It's a pretty simple bill. One might even say technical. We could send it to the consent calendar if there's no objection.
Would you like
Hunter?
That?
Mr. Chair, I can stay on the General Register. That's fine.
I think it has a stigma to it, Mr. Chairman. First bill going to consent calendar, that just the biggest target you'd ever see.
Mr. Chairman, there's already one.
There's already one on it.
Bipartisan way? Fine.
Seeing no objections, Representative Pepin amends her motion that House File 598 be recommended to pass and re-referred to the consent calendar. Got the motion? Representative House.
I have a question. Is there a Senate companion?
There's not a Senate companion at this time, but there will be.
It's a department bill, so I'd imagine it's just they got to chase somebody down that's willing to carry it. So. All right, all in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion prevails. Thank you, Representative Pepin. You ready? Yeah? Okay. Representative Severson moves House File 527 be recommended to pass and re-referred to the General Register. Okay. Representative Severson, you want to go ahead and explain your bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. And House File 527. Has to do with multiple housing on existing home, particularly agricultural areas. In my county, in Stearns County, there are numerous farms where the parents who established the farm are getting elderly. The kids want to come into the farm and they want to work the farm, but they don't necessarily want to live in the same house with the parents. And so the parents will occupy the prime residency and the kids will bring a manufactured home or a trailer house or something similar to that onto the property and live in that until the parents are either passed or they are gone to a nursing home or some other residence. And this bill gives the provision for up to two manufactured homes on that piece of property without having to have oversight from the county. Now, this is one of the things that has been brought forward by the county. That currently under statute, if there is a manufactured home on the premise, that they need to draw a trailer park license, and the county has to go in and have oversight to make sure that they meet all the requirements of that trailer park licensure. And so what we're asking here is that we can have up to two manufactured homes for the purpose of working the agricultural property so that the kids can live there without the counties having to go out and continually monitor the area. This really puts two or less manufactured homes on the property. And, Mr. Chair, I would like to move my amendment to put the bill in its proper form.
Okay. Just so members know, the amendment came in late. It did not meet the 24-hour rule, but if there's no objections, if I don't believe it's controversial, but if there are objections, we'll go by the rule. If not, unanimous consent, we'll go ahead and take it.
And Mr. Chair, if I could just explain the amendment real quick.
1 second. Representative Severson moves amendment coded A05-0051. Representative Severson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And as you look down in line 22 of the original Bill 527, you'll see that it references numerous statutes. All we're doing on this amendment is including the requirement for automatic smoke detectors to conform to the provisions of this statute. So it's really a safety issue to have those near the sleeping areas. So it just kind of puts the bill in all the requirements in the form it needs to be.
Any questions to the amendment?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Colts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Severson, is this how does this conform with or not conform with what we do with residences now, residential homesteads? Are we requiring smoke detectors in homes now? Are we requiring them in all manufactured homes? Can you help me understand where we're at today and if this is putting an additional requirement on the people who are moving into I guess using this type of a setup where you've got a couple mobile homes on a on some agricultural land.
Representative Severson.
And thank you, Mr. Chair, and Representative Coles. I think the issue here in the amendment itself is basically, I'm not sure it's setting any stricter requirements. I believe that it's just putting it in the form of having, particularly in a manufactured home, having the smoke detectors near the vicinity where the sleeping quarters are, so that in the event that there is a fire, that it's clearly there, it's clearly operable, and it's a form of getting everybody out quickly. I'm not sure how that affects the standard building code.
Representative Coles.
Representative Severson, if somebody is currently has a couple of these mobile homes on their on or near their agricultural homestead, and they don't have an automatic smoke detector now, would your bill require them to go and put one in to apply for this this exemption, this treatment that you're seeking?
Representative Severson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Representative Coles. If this gets, as it is, as it gets passed, it would, yes.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative House.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Would this, I'm not familiar with 501B, according to the National Fire Protection Association. Do you know if this smoke detector has to be hardwired or battery operated is good enough?
Representative Severson.
Mr. Chair and Representative House, let me defer to Ron Elwood here.
Please introduce yourself.
Ron Elwood with Legal Services Advocacy Project.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Howes, this is language that is comports with current Minnesota rule. It should be a battery operated, as far as I understand it.
Well, Mr. Chairman, can one of you follow up on that before this bill ends its journey and let me know?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Other questions to the amendment? Seeing none, all in favor of the A05-0051 amendments, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion prevails.
Mr. Chair.
to the bill. Questions to the bill. Representative Sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This might be more of a question for research. Is there a definition in statute for agricultural operation? Sorry to put you on the spot.
Ms. Long. Ms. Long, you want to take a moment to look that up, and then we can take a few other questions in the meantime, if that's all right. Other questions? Representative Mulder?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Severson, as I mentioned before, I'm wondering if this triggers anything in the tax code. Does anybody know that? Because we have a lot of exemptions or lessened rates, etc., for agricultural property or homes near agricultural property and homestead, things like that. Does this anyway fall within any of those portions of the tax code?
Representative Severson?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Representative Mulroy. I think currently there is a provision in law that was sunsetting, that sunsets this year, that allows up to a four trailer or manufactured homes upon a resident property, as is currently for migrant workers. And those, and I'll say assume, that those should be taxed at the same, through statute, I believe the same way this would be taxed. So I'm saying that those are currently under the same tax structure that these would be, only the restriction on this is a little more restrictive in that it goes from four manufactured homes to two manufactured homes. I don't know if that answers your question, Ms. Representative Mulroy.
Representative
Mr. Chairman, maybe we should find that out if it's too far, whether there's any tax implications to this.
Do you, Representative Severson, that might be something you want to find out before it hits the floor, because it'll get recalled to the tax committee if it is.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll do that. I'll check with the Chair Krenke.
Is that satisfactory, Representative Mueller?
Yes.
Right, Representative Saylor.
Yes, Mr. Chairman and Representative Severson. I was just concerned about maybe if you could clarify, will this bill create any adverse problems with any local land use that the county may have in operation at this point? Have you checked with counties? What do they say? I think I had talked with someone earlier about this very question, but I'm just, as I read it over more carefully, I just see a potential conflict with county regulation.
Representative Severson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative, that was one of my questions as well, and one of the things we did the research on to find that the counties are actually the one that are pushing this because they have a requirement anytime there are multiple manufactured homes on a facility, they have to go out and inspect it on a regular basis. It puts extra workload on them, and so they wanted to at least create a level playing field or a minimum standard here, which would be two per, so that they don't have to go out and continually check up on these places. So the counties are behind us.
Representative House.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I apologize. I know a few of us have talked about your bill. It's hard to look at you with this chair.
I know.
But, and of course, questions pop up later. Okay, so I have a scenario, and you can fill me in later of the committee. Let's say I'm a farmer, and I have, you know, the farmhouse and 80 acres, but then I've got 40 acres over here, and I got 40 here, and I got 80 here. Can I put two mobile homes on the 80 here and the 40 here and the 40 here? Legitimate question, I think.
Representative Severson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Representative Howes. It is a legitimate question, and I guess the question would, with that one particular one, are they using that facility for agricultural purposes?
Mr. Chairman, most certainly they are.
Okay.
In Hubbard County, we grow a lot of potatoes and carrots, and I can see a lot of 80s and 120-acre plots that we could put two of these on and grow potatoes and carrots. Mr. Chairman.
Representative Stevenson?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, and Representative Howes, that's a possibility. That could create some issues with the zoning restrictions, and so I think that's something that we're going to have to address if this gets out of hand. And I guess I would kind of weigh in on the immediate purpose of the bill is to take some of the load off the county, not put additional load onto the county. And so that would that would be a factor that I would like to believe is not going to be an issue.
Follow up, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. House.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Severson, I think you could probably solve the problem by crafting a few words together, you know, the smart people upstairs, and it would be limited to one, say, farm operation, whether it be a business corporation, family-owned farm, but not by parcels of acre, you know.
Right.
I think you understand my intent. If you could get language that would fix that, I think then we'd be in great shape. Where we are in rural Minnesota, northern Minnesota, it's very easy, number one, just to put a couple of these up on a 40-acre wooded plot that has 5 acres of ag and not even come to the county to ask for special use permit. So this might make it even easier to have.
Right.
Well, if you just check on it, I'd feel a whole lot more comfortable.
Yeah. Mr. Chair and Representative House, I will. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Severson. Ms. Long, you have an answer to Representative Surge's question?
Yes, Representative Surge, Mr. Chair. I do not see any definition of agricultural operation in either Chapter 327 or the Employment Chapter 181, but looking up operation in Webster's here, it's a process or series of acts aimed at producing a desired result or effect. So a process, a method or process of productive activity related to agriculture.
Sure. Oh, Mr. Chair,
Representative Church.
Mr. Chair and Representative Severson, this kind of goes along the same lines as Representative Powell's questioning, but I'm looking for legislative intent here. I could see potentially two issues, and I would like to get your intent on the record. Number one, meth's a big deal in rural Minnesota, and there's a lot of squatting that happens or putting up of temporary housings or shacks or sorts. So that's one issue. But the other one is I could see an unscrupulous owner of a manufactured homes putting a garden in the middle of a manufactured home park, and that's an agricultural operation. And then they would be able to supersede any sort of health requirements or any of those sorts of things. So I just want, for the record, your intent on what agricultural operation means. Is it a tomato patch in the middle of a manufactured park home, or what is that? I think that'd be very important to have on record your intent on that.
Representative Severson.
Mr. Chair and Representative Surge, thanks for that. I don't think too many lawyers live in trailer parks, though. But the
not too many successful ones.
That's right. In the beginning, we talked a little bit about the agricultural, the farm unit, the community, the family farm,
mm-hmm.
and their desire to see that passed down from generation to generation. And the parents typically don't want to, and the children don't want to move them out of that primary residence because they've lived there all their lives, and they'd like to see them pass in that place. And so the idea behind the manufactured home is that they have their own family in a separate dwelling, and that until that event happens, that they are able to dwell on the land and to be in the immediate. And the reason I brought this bill forward was because they are family farms. That's where they make a living. That's where the primary business for a lot of our outstate rural people are family farms, and it's really the backbone of our economy. And I think this is an important tool to be able to give them, that they can have that alternative of keeping the family farm, keeping the family together on the farm. So when we're talking about agricultural operation here, the intent of my bill here is that agricultural operation pertains to the family farm, to making a business and making a living off of that land.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So farms and not gardens. And
farms and not, yes. Thank you, Representative Sears. Farms and not gardens.
Yeah, thank you.
Representative Mulder.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Severson keeps talking about for the children of the owner, but this would seem to be anyone. Now, if we were concerned about family farms, I think we could define it much more narrowly, and I think it probably should be. Right now, it's pretty broad, and it could. There's. I don't know where we're going with this, but how many people can live in one of these? I don't know if we're restricting that. Are we in any way? I don't know if counties have restrictions on manufactured homes, how many can live in them. Could be totally unrelated people, so dozens maybe. I'm just wondering if we need to work on this quite a bit more before... going too far on it. The other thing is agricultural now. Even a greenhouse is agricultural. I know I have to look that up this year. So that's an agricultural operation. Is logging an agricultural operation? I think that also, as Representative Sertich raised the issue, I think we have to narrow down some of these before it gets too far.
Representative Stavison, maybe we should send this to the Ag Committee just to clean up a few of the issues so we don't do too much on the floor. Would you be open to that?
I'd be open to that, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, we can amend the motion when we're done. There's other questions from members? Representative Atkins?
Just an issue, Mr. Chair. Thank you. And Representative Severson, I'll give you an example. I have Curtin's greenhouse, big operation. As I read this, it references company. Curtin's is a company, and that you could have two manufactured homes maintained by that company associated with the, and they're an agricultural operation defined by the county as such. That they could house their labor and they could potentially put up a couple of manufactured homes. I'm certain that that is not your intent. At least I anticipate it's not your intent. But I'd rather not pass a bill and go home, driving home one evening next August and see manufactured homes next to Curtin's there. It's more so just an issue to be addressed, or if you have an answer to it now on how it will be addressed.
Mr. Chair, and Representative Atkins, currently they can do that. They can do up to four manufactured homes, actually, for agricultural property with the stipulation of seasonal workers in the provision. It's a statute that currently exists, so I would anticipate if they aren't there now, they probably won't exist in the future. Now, this really restricts it down to two, primarily for agricultural operations, you know, related to family. And I guess the other issue on that would be we probably can narrow down this agricultural operation through the agricultural committee, and that's what I would kind of narrow it down to. The provision that we put in the bill in the form of with the amendment on here is currently the one that Senator Fischbach is put through the Senate. She's been through two committees with that incident, and it seems that we are much more thorough here in the House.
Absolutely. You done, Representative Atkins? Representative Saylor.
Thank you, and Representative. I just had one kind of follow-up question. I was thinking more about those counties. Did the AMC agree that this was good, or is it just certain selected counties? I just keep going over this because of familiarity I have with some of the land use regulation, at least in one county, and thinking that this could be causing problems. So I just wanted to know, we can talk about it later, but I just wanted to know which counties that you were referencing when you said the counties wanted to bring it forward.
Representative Severson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Representative Saylor. It's been my Stearns County is the county, and they're the ones that really provided the impetus for this bill.
Representative Mueller.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also think that the greenhouse that I had brought up maybe triggered Representative Atkins' question. Turn his question triggered a real... I've got this greenhouse that was in question that is right in the middle of Minneapolis, 40-foot lots, but there are two vacant ones. Under this law, they could put on two sudden manufactured homes on these two. In fact, the way this is written, they maybe could even do more, call another one a parcel. Each one could be a parcel, so they could maybe put four on these sudden lots. This may be something, I think this should go to local government, because right now it's not narrowed enough to not override the issues. I think there's a serious question of whether we're overriding some important local government issues.
Okay. Representative House, to that,
well,
get some to that point?
Chairman, to that point, it seems to me whenever you get your property taxes, property tax statement, it'll say homestead, it'll say agriculture, it'll have many terms on there. I can't imagine for the life of me that two lots in the city of Minneapolis would be zoned ag. I just can't.
Representative Mallory, you got any pastures over there?
I want to go morning dove hunting.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure if it's legal to hunt mourning doves in the city of Minneapolis. Mr. Chairman, I do know that I've gone over this with our tax department, and that a greenhouse can qualify for as agricultural property, and there is space beside this greenhouse that could now suddenly end up under this bill with two mobile homes.
Well, I think at this point it'll go to the Ag Committee. Representative Severson, you better check with local government just in case they want to take a look. They'll determine the next step there. Other questions? Okay, Representative Severson amends his motion that House File 527, as amended, be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Committee on Agriculture and what are we calling that thing now? That. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion prevails.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. It's been fun.
Y'all come back now. Representative Simpson, are you undeterred? Representative Simpson moves House File 742 be recommended to pass and be re-referred to, is this going to the General Register?
Yes.
To the General Register. Representative Simpson.
All right. Thank you, committee members. After the last presentation by Representative Severson, I'm not sure if I want to go after this. This all started in 2001 by Representative Gunther, and he made some changes, and there was a deletion that was supposed to have happened in the bill that he carried in 2001, and it didn't happen. So we came back last year in 2003 with the same exact bill, and that we have in front of you today, and it passed out of this committee, and it went onto the House floor, and it passed 130-2. So I don't think it's too controversial. I do have a amendment that I would like to move at this time, and it's AO50032 to bring the bill in order.
Okay, Representative Simpson moves A050032. Representative Simpson, you want to explain it?
Okay. Basically, what this is, this bill is it's referring to search firms, and the bill reinstates the exemption that was legislated in 2001. A search firm is compensated only by employers. A search firm cannot charge the applicant a fee, and likewise, search firms need not post bonds as employment agencies do. And Department of Labor and Industry would still have overview of this if someone was to push forward a charge.
Questions to the amendment? Seeing no questions, all in favor of the 0032 amendment, say aye.
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 All opposed? The motion prevails. To the bill, anyone have members have questions to the bill? Representative Hollis, you really sure you want to start this?
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, Representative Simpson, who are the two no votes?
One of these gentlemen is no longer in the House, so I'm working on the other.
Representative Mullery.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Simpson, since this was, you said originally, apparently, he doesn't want to. You disclosed, I don't know if it was with his authorization, where this came from, Representative Gunther. Is this another one of the... I know that Guntherville down there has just about every kind of business owned by the Gunthers, and they've got a regular community that has, started with grocery stores, then they went to other commercial, and now they got housing, they got a bus service to go between their businesses, and... Is this another Gunther type of business? Or?
It could very well be, but I don't think so. But the Grocers Caucus does approve of this anyway.
Other questions? Seeing none, Representative Simpson renews his motion that House File 742 be recommended pass and re-referred to the General Register. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion prevails.
Thank you.
That's it for the agenda today. Tomorrow we have the, we're on the floor at noon for the 11:45. If we're done by about 1:45, we'll meet and see if we can plug through the three bills that we have. If not, anything we don't get through, we'll carry over to next week. We're adjourned.